B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Shkolim Daf Yud Beis. The Mishnah at the top of the Omud Halacha Dalet says the Mishnah, Hamakdish Nechosov. If somebody has property, and typically property would include animals, it may include birds, it may include wines and oils, male animals, female animals, and all sorts of other items. So if somebody is Makdish Nechosov, V'hoyu behem dvarim ru'uyim l'korbonis hatzivur, and it included an item that was unique or that was going to, that could only be used for korban tzibur. And this is not including anything that's going to be mentioned later on in the Mishnah. That means not including wines and oils and not including birds and animals, something else. Then what would they do with that? Yinasnu l'umnin bischorom. There would be workers, craftsmen, that would have to be paid from Hekdesh. And now this individual has got an item that really could be used and should be used for the korbanos tzibur, for the communal korban, for a communal korban. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. We've actually already seen that this is referring to k'tayres. So if somebody has k'tayres in his property and he makes it a hekdesh, what would they do with it? They would give it to the umnin as their wages. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That was the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says they would give it to the workers as their wages, and later on they would then buy back from these workers the k'tayres and be able to use them for the korbanos tzibur. Omar loy ben Azai. Ben Azai argued with Rabbi Akiva and said, Einoi hi hamido. He says, look in the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah we were talking about the moisar k'tayres. And over there the Mishnah tells us, and we learnt about it extensively on Daf Yud Aleph, exactly what has to be done with it. What would they do with it? And we said there that what they would do with it is that they would take something which is chulin, and they would transfer the kedusha from coins onto the, from kodesh coins onto that chulin building or whatever it is they're trying to make kodesh, and then they would have coins that are chulin, they would take the kedusha of the k'tayres, transfer it onto the coins, and then they would give the now chulin k'tayres for the workers. So he says that the same would apply. Here says Ben Azai that Elo mafrishin mehen schar ha'umnin, the amount that they owe the workers, they would take from this k'tayres, u'mechalelin oison al mois, and they would take those coins that have already been transferred, the kedusha of those coins have already been transferred onto something chulin, and now those coins which are chulin, the kedusha of this k'tayres, of this dvorim haru'uyim l'korbonis hatzibur, which has become hektish because this person was makdish nechosov, those, the kedusha will apply on the coins. Mechalin oison al mois omnin, but noisin oison, and then that those dvorim haru'uyim l'korbonis tzibur, namely the k'tayres, would be then given to the, which is now chulin, would be given l'umnin b'schoron to the workers for their wages. And then the Beis HaMikdosh would rebuy from these umnin, this k'tayres, and now that it's bought from the new coins of the Trumas HaLishka, then they could use this k'tayres for the k'tayres of that year. Continues the Mishnah. Hamakdish nechosav, what happens if somebody is makdish his property? V'hoyo behen behemo ru'uyo al gabi mizbeach. There were animals there that were actually fit to be put on the mizbeach. Zechorim v'nekevois. There are some korbonis that have to be male, other korbonis have to be female, some that can be either male or female, and this person was makdish nechosav, and he had male and female animals. So it's a machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer Oimir. Rabbi Eliezer says that anything that this person is makdish lebedek habayis, anything that he's makdish, since he's got all sorts of other property with it as well, let's assume that that's what's going on here. He's got also male animals, also female animals, and also other objects. And since he doesn't explicitly differentiate between what happens to the animals, these animals, those animals, the other property, Rabbi Eliezer says we assume that the ultimate goal is that all his property should find its way to the Bedek Habayis, to the accounts, to the coffers of those who are responsible for the maintenance and upkeep of the Beis HaMikdosh. However, we have a rule that anything that's able to be put on the Mizbeach has to find its way onto the Mizbeach. So what would they do? The Zchorim, the male animals Yimkru Letzorki Oilos would be sold to people who need a carbon oil. And when it's sold, then these animals that have been made hektish by this individual, then they're going to sell the male animals to somebody who needs a carbon oil. And now the coins that are sold, that they received, the coins that are received for this animal will go to Bedek HaBayis. The animal itself, which is going to become chulin, but is being sold to somebody who is then going to make it into a carbon, he needs it as a carbon oiler, and then this animal will become a carbon oiler. Unakevos, the female animals, Yimkru Letzorkei Zivchei Shlomim, it's going to be sold for those people who need, who want to buy a carbon shlomim. And again, the money that will be received for them will go to the Bedek HaBayis. These animals will find their way onto the Mizbeach by the people who want to bring a carbon shlomim. But Dmeam Yiplu, the money that's going to be brought in from selling these male and female animals, are going to go Im Shar Nechosov, together with any other property that this person was Makdish, LeBedek HaBayis, to the Bedek HaBayis. That's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shua says no. He says that we don't say that one size fits it all. Everything goes to Bedek HaBayis. No, each thing depending what it's fit for. So Rabbi Shua says that the Zechorim themselves, Yikruv Oilois, when he has male animals, there's no reason they should go to Bedek HaBayis. Let them be put onto the Mizbeach as a carbon oila, straight onto the Mizbeach as an oila. Nekevois, since he said, since the Nekevois are able to go on the Mizbeach as a carbon, and we assume that he actually wants the whole animal onto the Mizbeach, no part of it should remain or should find its way to the hands of the Kohanim, and the typical carbon shlomim, part of the animals go to the Kohanim. So what would they do? That the Nekevois Yimokru Letzorchei Zivchei Shlomim, they would sell this animal to somebody who needs a shlomim, and then it would find its way onto the Mizbeach. And with the money that comes in, it won't go to Bedek HaBayis. It's going to be oilois. It's going to go entirely onto the Mizbeach, legavoya, as an oilom. V'shar nechosim, and all the other objects, all the other items that he was makdish, yiplu lebedek HaBayis, will go to Bedek HaBayis. Which means that according to Rabbi Yeshua, he differentiates and says that the animals that could go on the Mizbeach have to go on the Mizbeach. Kulei legavoya. The oil, the zchorim become oilois. The shlomim get sold as shlomim, because since they're roy to go on the Mizbeach, they have to go to the Mizbeach. But since this person intended them to go kulei la Mizbeach, then you have to actually sell it. And the money that comes from selling this female animal will be used for oilois, which will then go entirely on the Mizbeach. And those items that cannot go on the Mizbeach, sharon nechosim, they will be the bedek for the Bedek HaBayis. Omar Bakiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Roya ani esdivir Rabbi Eliezer midivir Rabbi Yeshua. Says, seeing the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, it seems to me that Aloch is going to be like Rabbi Eliezer. Why? Rabbi Eliezer hishves midoisov. According to Rabbi Eliezer, there was a very straightforward common denominator between all the things this person was makdish. Everything goes to Bedek HaBayis. The animals that could theoretically go on the Mizbeach have to be sold to people who are going to put them on the Mizbeach. But ultimately, the money coming in from them, all the monies will come to the Bedek HaBayis. Rabbi Yeshua Chilek, however, Rabbi Yeshua, he says that some of the animals will actually go on to the Mizbeach, and some will go to the Bedek HaBayis, and therefore, Rabbi Yeshua, who differentiates between the different items of his property, Rabbi Kiva says it's probable that Aloch is not like him. Omer of Pupis. Rav Pupayis, he said that Shemati is Divrei Shneim. I actually heard both opinions, and I can actually find place where both of them would apply. That means that sometimes the halacha would be like Rabbi Eliezer, and sometimes the halacha would be like Rabbi Yeshua. And he says as follows: Beferush, when he explicitly says that I'm being makdish my animals, the male animals, the female animals, and I'm being makdish my other items, where he explicitly, when he specifies the animals apart from the other objects, and he doesn't say, I want the animals to go onto the Mizbeach and I want the rest to go lebedek habayis. We take it for granted that what he means from the fact that he specified the animals but didn't specify they should go onto the mizbeach, and that should be with the purpose of his being makdish them. We assume it's kedivrei Rebbe Eliezer, that we assume that the person who did this as meant, like Rebbe Eliezer said, that everything goes lebedek habayis. V'hamakdish stam. However, if somebody just says, I'm being makdish all my nechosim, and he doesn't specify the animals apart from the rest of his property, then kedivrei Rebbe Yeshua, it's probable, like Rebbe Yeshua said, that each item is going to be dedicated for whatever it's fit for. The animals for the mizbeach, the oilos themselves will go on the mizbeach, the shlomim, they themselves won't go on the mizbeach, they'll be sold, and the money will be used to buy oilos that will go on the mizbeach, and the other items will go lebedek habayis. Continues the Mishnah. Hamakdish nechosav v'hoyu bem dvorim ru'uyim legabi mizbeach. What happens if somebody was makdish his property and he had amongst his items, he had things that are roy to go on the mizbeach, which is not ru'uyin lekorbanes tzibur necessarily that we saw at the beginning of the Mishnah, which is k'toyres. It's not the zechorim and akevois, the animals we've mentioned. What is it? It's yenois, the wines that are brought with many korbanos, ushmonim and the oil, v'oifois, or birds. In these three cases, three items, then Rebbe Lozo Omer, it's not the same as Rebbe Eliezer we saw before. This Rebbe Lozo is actually following Rebbe Yeshua. Rebbe Yeshua said each thing gets used for what it's fit for. So over here he says, Omer, he says, Yimachru letzorche oisei amin. You sell the wine to people who need the wine, you sell the oil to the people who need the oils, you sell the birds for the people who need bird korbonis. V'yovi b'demem oilois. And you bring oilos. That means these three things that will find their way onto the mizbeach, we make sure that they actually become totally dedicated to the mizbeach. They become korban oilos, like Rabbi Yeshua said, that and animals, before he was talking about animals, zechorim and akevis, they all become oilos somehow. So Rabbi Lozo, following the same as Rabbi Yeshua before, he says that the yenos, shmonim and oifos, they are going to be turned into money that will buy oilois that will go on the mizbeach. But Sharon Chosim, his other items, the rest of his property, Yiplu lebedek habayis, will get sold and used for bedek habayis. Says the Gemara, Hamakdish v'chulu lekorbanos tzibur, the first statement in the Mishnah, that if somebody is makdish nechosov and he's got something which is ro'i lekorbanos tzibur, then what would hekdish do with it? And we saw machlekas Rabbi Akiva ben Azai, where the hekdish would give it as wages to somebody, that Rabbi Akiva says, yinosnu l'umnin bischoron, even though these dvorim that ro'uyim l'korbanos tzibur have become hekdush, giving it to the workers, what's going to make it choil? So Rabbi Akiva obviously holds that you're allowed to take hekdush, pay wages with it, and then, so to speak, the kedusha will transfer from these k'toyres that we're about to see and get transferred onto work, which is something very abstract, because the work's been done already. But that's Rabbi Akiva. And Benazai said, no, Benazai said the kedusha of this k'toyres has to first be transferred onto something else and made chulin, and then now that it's chulin, it can be given as wages. That's what we saw in the beginning of the Mishnah. The question is, what are these dvorim haru'uyin l'korbanos hatzibur? So the way I explained it, based on what we're about to see, is it's talking about k'toyres. So Rabbi Yochanan Omar, k'toyres, as we saw in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Rabbi Yochanan says that this is talking about a private person who owns k'toyres, which is very interesting. It seems, according to Rabbi Yochanan, a private person can make and donate k'toyres, which is an interesting concept, but that's what Rabbi Yochanan holds. And therefore, you've got it's possible to have a case where a private person donated k'toyres. Omer Poishia. Rabbi Poishia said no. It could well be that a private person cannot actually make k'toyres. How then can this person have k'toyres in his possessions and be able to make it hekdush? And we saw this Rabbi Poishia already on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Tiposil, you should explain the Mishnah, Bu'uman Mishel Beis Avtinus. We're talking about somebody who actually works with making the k'toyres, and the people who work to make the k'toyres, they would be given k'toyres as their wages. As we saw in Daf Yud Aleph, it's possible that they will receive it as the wages, and then the Beis HaMikdosh would rebuy from these workers the k'toyres and use it for the new year. It would be bought with a new shkolim. And however, if this person, this who received his wages with this k'toires that became chulin, as we saw before, if before he manages to resell it to Hekdesh, he actually makes it Hekdesh, according to Rabbi Yishai, that's what our mission is talking about. We're talking about this individual who received k'toires from the Beis HaMikdash for the wages, and he now makes a Hekdesh, Shayanotel Beschori K'toires, he received the K'toires for his wages, and that's what the mission is talking about, Dvarim Haru'im L'Korbonis Tzibur. Continues the Gemara, Ma Tama de Ben Azai. What would be the reason behind Ben Azai, who argues with Rabbi Akiva and says that you cannot actually give k'toires to an individual? That means once this k'toires arrives and is hekdesh in the reshus of hekdesh, then the Rabbi Akiva says you give it to the workers for their wages. Ben Azai said, no, you first have to make it chulin. Why? She'ein hekdesh mischalil al malocha. Something that is hekdesh cannot just be made chulin by virtue of the fact that you're transferring the kedusha onto work, which is an abstract concept. Work is something that's been done. Elo ala mois, the kedusha has to be transferred on coins that have been made chulin, and the kedusha of the k'toires gets transferred onto the coins. Only then can the k'toires be given to the workers for their wages. Continues the Gemara. Tamon tamninon. We learnt in a Mishnah. Yesh bekodshe bedek habayis. There's some things which kodshe mizbeach, which is the kedusha saguf, an animal that's dedicated and able to go on the mizbeach, has certain halachas that kodshe bedek habayis do not have. And there are some halachas, chumras, that apply to kodshe bedek habayis that do not apply to kodshe mizbeach, to the kedusha saguf. So what are those things that apply to kodshe bedek habayis? So there's a number of halachas. Number one, shestam mekdesha is lebedek habayis. That bedek habayis has this idea that anything that's been dedicated, so to speak, anonymously, it's going to hekdesh without being told which compartment of hekdesh it's going to, then the default is that it's going lebedek habayis. And as we said before, this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, not that of Rabbi Yeshua. It's Rabbi Eliezer who says that domim yiplu imshar nechos of lebedek habayis. Hekdesh bedek habayis chol al hakol. Another halacha is that bedek habayis can apply to any item whatsoever, whereas hekdesh of the mizbeach can only apply to animals. Umoyalin begidul lehen. And hekdesh bedek habayis, if somebody makes an animal hekdesh bedek habayis, not only is the animal itself hekdesh, but so too anything that grows from it. For example, the eggs, in the event that it's chicken, that it's a bird, or milk if it's a female animal, that since the animal itself belongs to bedek habayis, the concept of me'ila applies even to the gidulim, to the things that grow from them. Whereas other hekdesh, then even though it's also to use those animals, to use the eggs or the milk, however, a mila doesn't apply to them. Ve'ein ben hanoya l'koyanim. What's unique with hekdesh of bedek habayis is that the koyanim have no benefit from it whatsoever. It goes absolutely 100% to hekdesh, whereas korbonos, which go on the mizbeach, there's always something that will go to koyanim. Even in the case of an oilo, where the whole oilo is kolil, it goes on the mizbeach, the skin gets left for the koyanim. Other korbonos, the koyanim that actually eat part of the animal, with kodshe bedek habayis, it goes absolutely and 100% to hekdesh. Says the Gemara, Omer of Chanina, Dereb Liezei, that this that we just saw now, this Mishnah, that this yesh bekodshe bedek habayis, etc., is following Rebbe Eliezer. As we explained, the Taninon, we learned in the Mishnah, Magdish Nechosov, Voiso ben Behem Aruya al Gabi Mizbeach, Zachorim Unakevois, Rebbe Eliezer Oimir, Zachorim Imochru Letzorch Oilois, Unakevois Imochru Letzorch Izivchi Shlomim, Vedameim Yiplum Shaun Nechosim, Lebedek Habayis. Which this is just the words of the Mishnah, you'll all remember we just learned it, and it's Rebbe Eliezer in the Mishnah that we just quoted that says that anything that gets given anonymously, that means without being told explicitly which compartment of Hekdesh it goes to, Rabbi Eliezer says we take it for granted, it's always for bedek habayis. Rabbi Yeshua argued and said, no, things that cannot go on the Mizbeach are for bedek habayis. Things that could go on the Mizbeach, they actually have to find their way on the Mizbeach or get sold for oilois, which will be on the Mizbeach. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Tama Dereb Rebbe Eliezer. What would be the reason, what would be the source for Rebbe Eliezer who holds that anything that's given to Hegdash, we can assume and take for granted that indeed it's going for the Bedek HaBayis. Because it says in the Pasuk says, V'ish ki yakdish es beisai. If somebody makes his bayis, his home, Hegdash, Kodesh, he makes it Hegdash without specifying otherwise, Lashem. It goes completely Lashem. What is the type of Hegdash which is completely Lashem? Is Bedek HaBayis. B'me'anon kaiminon. Now the Gemara explains, when it says Ish ki yakdish es beisai, what's beisai? In bebeis dira, if we're talking about his home in those terms, it's his home, his house, kvar ksiv, it already says in the Pasuk, v'ma magdish yigal es beisai v'yosav chamishis kesef erkech olav v'hoyoloi. So we already spoke, we don't need a posuk to tell us what the halachas are if somebody makes his home hektish. Elokianan kaiminon. What we're talking about, b'makdish es nechosov, that we're talking about where somebody who's makdish all his other belongings, not just his house, all the other belongings, and nonetheless, kodesh lashem, the posuk says, kodesh lashem, that means selling all and any item. It's kodesh, which is lashem, shestam hekdesh, es lebedek habayis, because we take it for granted that somebody who makes something hektish without specifying, he means bedek habayis. Continues the Gemara. And now we're going to see a machlokes, Reb Zeira and Rebbe Bo, both who say in the name of Rav Chuna, who says in the name of Rav, where the machlokes, Reb Eliezer and Rebbe Yeshua and our Mishnah actually applies. When are they arguing? They don't argue in every case. Well, see, Rabbi Yechanon says they argue in every case. But here we're going to have Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Bo, who seem to say they do not argue in every case. So what does Rabbi Zeira say? Omer Rabbi Zeira, Rav Chuna b'shem Rav, says that Bameh Pligon, when is Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua arguing in our Mishnah? That Rabbi Eliezer says everything goes to Bedek HaBayis. Rabbi Yeshua says the animals go to the Mizbeach and the other items go to Bedek HaBayis. That is only b'maktish nechosov. If somebody's got a whole load of items in his home and he's maktish all his items, then we say that according to Rabbi Eliezer, he doesn't want to differentiate between all the other items and the items of the animals, and they go, and therefore everything goes lebedek habayis. Avol makdish edrei, if somebody's got a flock of animals and the only thing he's being makdish are animals, then kol alma moida, everybody agrees, shehu lemizbeach. Even Rabbi Eliezer will agree to Rabbi Yeshua that from the very fact that he only made his animals hektish, he actually means they should go onto the mizbeach, not for bedek habayis. That's Rabbi Zeira. Rav Bo says that Rav Chuna b'shem Rav says the opposite. Ma pligon, when are they arguing? Only b'makdish edrei. If the only thing that he was makdish was his flock, that's when there's a machlekas in the Mishnah. And it's interesting because the Mishnah speaks about sha'ar nechosov. According to Rabbi Bo, it must be that it doesn't say sha'ar nechosov in the Mishnah. It only speaks about the animals, and only because he's only being makdish, his flock of animals, zechorim u'nekevos, there's a machlekas. Rabbi Eliezer says it goes to bedek habayis, and Rabbi Yeshua says that they go onto the mizbeach. Avol makdish nechosov, but if he's got other items there as well besides for his animals, kule al mamoida shu lebedek habayis, even Rabbi Yeshua will agree that everything goes lebedek habayis, and none of it goes on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, al daita d'Rab Zeira nicha. We can understand Rabbi Zeira, that he says when you have a whole flock and only a flock that's been made hektish, then we can understand that he says everybody agrees that they go on the Mizbeach, because why not? The very fact that he was only makdish as animals seems to be that he doesn't want them to go to Bedek HaBayis, he wants them to be on the Mizbeach. But however, v'kashyo al Rabbi Bo. But however, on Rabbi Bo, who said that the machlekas in the Mishnah is when he was makdish only his animals, that would be very difficult to understand. If he's makdish only his animals, why should everybody agree that they go lebedek habayis? And why shouldn't they say that it goes onto the mizbeach? Behem eloy lemizbeachi? He only was makdish by animals, and animals belong on the Mizbeach and are fit for the Mizbeach. Why should everybody say that it goes to Bedek HaBayis? Answers the Gemara that HaMakdish Behemo LeMizbeach Oymer LeMizbeach, because had he wanted it to go for and be dedicated uniquely for the Mizbeach, he would have said so. Why did this person not say explicitly, I makdish these animals and I want them to go on the Mizbeach? It's as if he said explicitly, I only want them to go lebedek habayis, I don't want them on the Mizbeach. The very fact that he didn't specify. However, in the case, according to Rabbi Bo, in the case where he had all sorts of other items as well, then he didn't have to specify. Then, because he was makdish all sorts of animals, then we say, according to Rabbi Yeshua, those that are fit for the Mizbeach go on the Mizbeach, and those that are fit for Bedek HaBayis go to Bedek HaBayis. But when he's only got the animals, and he didn't say it's for the Mizbeach, it's as if he explicitly said it's not for the Mizbeach. Continues the Gemara, third opinion, Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Lo Ishanyo, there's no difference. He hamakdish nechosov, he hamakdish edrei, he hamachleikas. The same machleikas between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua in the Mishnah, when he's only makdish his animals, is the same machleikas as when he's makdish his animals with other objects and items. There's no difference at all. And Rabbi Eliezer always says that everything goes lebedek habayis, and Rabbi Shua always says that whatever's fit for the Mizbeach goes on the Mizbeach, whatever's not goes lebedek habayis. Continues the Gemara. Rav Chuna b'shem Rav said that Rav Avohu said b'shem Rabbi Yechanon that kolchei bedek habayis, if somebody had animals and he made them hektish lebedek habayis, that means he initially made them hektish not for the sake of going on the Mizbeach. Shepod on t'mimim, that since they were never supposed to go on the Mizbeach, even though they don't have a blemish, you can redeem them, and yoytze l'chulin, they become chulin. Those animals that are hektish to go on the Mizbeach, you can only redeem them if they have a mum. If they don't have a mum, you cannot redeem them. Says the Gemara, that Masnis in Omrokein, proof to what Rabbi Yechanon said, is from a Mishnah. The Mishnah said, v'lodon v'chelbon mutar la'achar pidyoinom, that... And this is comparing bedek habayis to an animal that was, yes, supposed to go on the Mizbeach, but had a mum even before it became hektish, and therefore it couldn't really go on the Mizbeach. It's a complicated Gemara there, but either way, it's deduced from the Gemara that when the Mishnah says that vlodon v'chelbon mutar, which means that the fetuses that are born afterwards and the milk that comes from these animals, after they've been redeemed, after the animals have redeemed, mutter, it's completely mutter, because the animals have been completely yotzo l'chulin, like Rabbi Yechanon said, that these bedek habayis animals that have been redeemed, even though they have no blemish, they have the status of chulin. Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Chizda argued, and he said there's no proof from that Mishnah, tiposer, because it could be that what that Mishnah and the Gemara there means is only shahumamu upodon, that this bedek habayis, even though the animal was never going to go on the Mizbeach, however, only if it had a mum before it was redeemed, unlike other korbonis, that only if it has a mum before it became hegdish, you can redeem it completely and it becomes chulin. With bedek habayis, it's not the case, but at least it has to have a mum before it was redeemed. But if you redeem it without any blemish, it does not go completely lechulin. And that's what Rav Chizkiya says. You don't have proof from that Mishnah to what Rabbi Yechanon says, that if you redeem it t'mimim with no blemish, it's yoytze lechulin. Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rav Chizda brings proof to what Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rav Chizda just said, that Masnisin, a different Mishnah, that was a Mishnah, the Mishnah we're talking about before was a Mishnah in chulin. Now we have a Mishnah in Chulin, in Bechoyres. Now we have a Mishnah in Temura. From the Mishnah in Temura, Omrokin, it says explicitly that Vlodon v'chalovon is osur la'achar pidyoinom, that if it's a regular korban that was supposed to go on the Mizbeach, if it was humum, if it first got a mum after it became hektish, and then you redeemed it, then the Vlodon v'chalovon, having hanoah from the milk, or having hanoah from the child that would be born afterwards, is osur. However, regarding kolchei bedek habayis, there we say that if it has a mum and then you redeem it, it goes out completely lechulin, like Rav Chizkiya said in the name of Rav Chizda, not like Rabbi Yechanon suggested, that with kolchei bedek habayis, if you redeem it even when it has no blemish, it's yetze lechulin. Says the Gemara, Rav Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Yosa, he says also that kolchei bedek habayis shepodom t'mimin, if you have an animal that was made kegdish for bedek habayis, even though it has no blemish, yotze l'chulin, it is yotze l'chulin. And he actually brings proof from our Mishnah. Because in Tamer, if you're going to say that lo yotze l'chulin, that an animal that was made for Bedek HaBayis, and even after you redeem it, it's still somewhat got kedusha of Bedek HaBayis on it. Heich kodshe mizbeach cholin al kodshe Bedek HaBayis. Because what did it say in our Mishnah? Kun Jebeliezer, you take the zechorim and you sell it letzorchei oilo. You take the nekevos, you sell it letzorchei shlomim. And then the money becomes Bedek HaBayis. But what happens to this? The animal that was made for Bedek HaBayis, was mukdash for Bedek HaBayis, is sold to somebody who needs an oila or a shlomim, and then the animal becomes chulin. And that person then makes it into a oila or shlomim, which is kodshe mizbeach. But if you say that when you actually sell, so to speak, redeem the animal, the zechorim or the nekevos, it still has some kedushas Bedek HaBayis, how is that person going to make it into an oila or a shlomim? That wouldn't be possible. So from our Mishnah, it would seem clear that it has to be that when you redeem an animal of kodshe Bedek HaBayis, it loses all its kedusha and becomes chulin. There seems to be proof from our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, no, there's no proof from our Mishnah, because it could be that Baalei Mumin is own. It could be it's talking about, that our Mishnah is talking about, that he had Zechorim and Nekevos, he had Baalei Mumin. And Baalei Mumin, they are kodshe mizbeach cholo alehen, and on them, after they are redeemed, because they have a mum, once they're redeemed, then they lose all their kedusha, because as we saw before, if they have a mum before they were redeemed, then they go l'chulin, and then a kedusha seguf can apply to them. The kedushas mizbeach can apply to them. Asks the Gemara, I don't understand, if it has a blemish before you sell it, before you redeem it, then once it has a blemish, it can't go on the Mizbeach anymore. Le'yaido milo. For what point? What would be the halachic ramification of giving a Kedushas Mizbeach to an animal with a blemish on it? Answers the Gemara, Tiposir le'giza o la'avoida. The halachic ramification will be that shearing it or working with it will be completely asr. Because it has kodshe Bedek HaBayis, it was redeemed stroke sold. Once it was sold, it becomes chulin, and now it can be made into kodshe mizbeach, and from that point on, the legiza o la'avoida is going to be osar. That's a basic reading of this Gemara according to Taklin Chadatin. However, it's very difficult to understand, because if we're talking here about animals that have a mum, what does it mean you sell it letzorche oilo, letzorche shlomim? What can you do with an animal? It's true that there will be some halachic ramifications to it, but ultimately, what's the tzorche chato, the tzorche oilo, tzorche shlomim, exactly how, according to Taklin Chadatin, we're going to explain our Mishnah according to those opinions that for it to become kodshe mizbeach, it has to be completely chulin. And according to Rav Chizkiyah, who said that it can only become completely chulin if it first had a mum, how can our Mishnah be talking about that it has a mum, which was actually the question that Rav Chizkiyah said in the name of Rabbi Yosef, that it must be that it was tmimin yotze l'chulin, not a baal mum. And the Gemara answers, we're talking about a baal mum. It's very unclear how the Taklin Chadatin is actually going to explain the Mishnah, but he doesn't explain it, and we haven't got much more to say on that since we're following the Taklin Chadatin in this Gemara. Continues the next Gemara. And since we saw in the Mishnah there was a difference between the male animals and the female animals, because the male, the zechorim, can become oilois, the nekevos cannot become oilois. So the Gemara is going to speak about, is going to move on to the next sugya following this. Says the Gemara, hifrish nekeva, if somebody separated a female animal for a korban, for which korban, either lo'ilose for a korban oila, or lepischoi for a korban pesach, or la'ashomoi for a korban osham. And the problem is that all these three korbanos cannot be brought from a nekeva, from a female animal. They have to be zechorim. So here you've got this person who says, I'm taking a nekeva, I want it to be an oila chatos, an oila pesach or osham. What? How does that work? Says the Tanakama, oisa tumura. Even though this korban is going to be posel, you cannot bring oilo pesach or osham from a nekeva. However, it does have some kedusha saguf, and the halachas of tumura would apply to it. As a whole masechta masechas tumura that we'll learn in Mirtz Hashem, that only something which is kedusha saguf has the halachas of tumura. That if you try to replace it and exchange it with another animal, the second animal has the same kedusha as the first animal, and the halachas of tamura apply to it. That means kedushas haguf does apply to these animals. We're going to have to see in the Gemara how that can be. Because how can the kedushas haguf of oila, pesach, or osham apply to nekeva when these korbanos can only be brought from zechorim? But that's the opinion of the Tanakama. Reb Shimon Omer. Reb Shimon says, not all three of these cases oisa tamura, rather only la'ilosai oisa tamura. That if you bring a nekeva and you say you want it to be a korban oila, there, since an oila and nekeva is not something totally strange, when it comes to bird animal, the bird korbanos, it can actually have a korban oila of an oila sa'if, which is a nekeva. And since oila and nekeva is not totally strange, therefore, if you take an animal, a nekeva, and you say you want it to be a korban oila, some kedusha sa'guf will apply to it, even though it will be possible. You cannot bring an animal nekeva as an oila, but nonetheless, some kedusha sa'guf will apply to it. Oise tmura. However, lepischa yula shomei a korban pesach, that there's no korban pesach that's ever brought with a nekeva, or an osham, which is never brought as a nekeva, einoi oise tmura. Those, no kedusha sa'guf applies to it, and the halachas of tmura will not apply. That's the Reb Shimon, that's the stoma, that's the Reb Shimon, an anonymous Reb Shimon, so to speak. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, oimer mishum Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda had a different opinion in the name of Reb Shimon. He said, not only Pesach and Asham, but even Oila, there's no Kedusha Saguf. Lo Oila soy, u le Pischai, u le Ashamai, einoi oise tmura. That is the three opinions that we had in Tmura. Says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says that Tamad Reb Shimon, what is the explanation of the first Reb Shimon, the anonymous Reb Shimon, who says that Oila receives Kedusha Saguf, but Osham and Pesach not? As we explained, Chakain Matsinu Nekeva Ba'oif, we find by an oif, a bird, Oila, that it can be brought from a female bird, Kshera Lovoy, Oila, it's kosher to become an Oila, therefore the concept of Oila is not totally strange to Nekeva, therefore some Kedusha Saguf will apply. Continues the Gemara. Va'om Rabbi Yechanan, my Talmud Reb Shimon ben Yehuda. We saw that Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says in the name of Reb Shimon that Oila, or Pesach, or Asham, all three of them nekevos, there's no Kedusha Saguf, then there's no Tumura there. What would be the source for that? So he says the Gemara, says Rabbi Yechanan, Imin b'minoi, if even within Zohar, male animals, it's possible to have a male animal that is made, that is dedicated, that is hukdash for a certain korban, and nonetheless, Imin b'minoi, within the bracket of male animals, who choluk olav, we say that there's a type of male animal that is dedicated for a korban that should be brought male, and nonetheless no tamura will apply to it, then kol shekein, even more so, min b'she'enei minoi, if you try and make an animal, a nekeva, that cannot be a korban that he wants it to be, of course there'll be no tamura. What does it mean? Where do we find within male animals that it should not be okay? So, Eizeu min b'minoi, shehu choluk olav, kahadod utoni. We saw, and this is what we're about to learn now, is explicitly said in the name of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, in the name of Reb Shimon, that what? Asham ben Shana. What happens if you need an Asham to be 1 year old? That means a one-year-old Asham is an Asham Nazir, a Metzaira, places where it says in the Torah, Kevesh. Kevesh. Vehevi ben Shtaim, and he brings an animal who's more than a year old. A Zachar. But he brings an animal that's more than a year old. Or, ben Shtaim, he needs an animal where the Torah says, Ayil, a ram, where it's got to be 2 years old, and he brings Vehevi ben Shana, and he brings an animal which is just 1 year old. For example, Asham Gzeilois, Asham Me'ilois, Asham Shivcho Harufa. In all these cases, kosher, the animal will be kosher. Elo Shaloi Olu Lebailim L'Shem Choiva. The person who needed to bring the korban hasn't been yotza. Reb Shimon Oimer, Reb Shimon says, not only is that have they not been yotza, kol atzmon einam kedushim, they don't even have any kedusha saguf. So you see explicitly, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda is saying in the name of Reb Shimon, that if you have an osham, which is a zohar, but it's the wrong age. Kol atzmon einam kedushim. There's no kedusha on the guf, on the body of this animal. So if that's going to be true, then of course in a case where you take a nekeva to try and be a pesach osham or oila, of course there's going to be kol atzmon einam kedushim. There's going to be no kedusha there, and hence no issue of tumura. Continues the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Reb Shimon, what we just saw now in the name of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, in the name of Reb Shimon, that lo ilosoi ulapischu ulashomoi eino yosa tmura. Reb Yeshua and Reb Yeshua in our Mishnah, shneim omru davaechod, they both said the same thing, that when you have a female animal that's, so to speak, trying to make it into an oila, no oila applies to the guf. There's no kedushas haguf on this animal at all. K'mod Reb Yeshua omar, nekeva lo oila, because what do we see in our Mishnah? Rabbi Shua said in our Mishnah that if somebody is makdish his nechosov, and amongst his nechosov he has zechorim and nekevos, Rabbi Shua understood that all the animals have to be ultimately used to for oila. That's why the zechorim are actually yikrav oilos, they get put on the mizbeach as oilos, the nekevos they get sold for tzorchei shlomim, and the money is used for oilos. So, and the Gemara is assuming that the only way you can take these female animals that this owner wanted them to be oilos and sell them as shlomim, for tzorche shlomim, and use the money for oilos, that's only possible because that no din oilo, no kedushas oilo will apply to the guf of this nekeva animal, and therefore it could be sold. Had that any part, for example, according to the anonymous Reb Shimon, who says that then had Reb Yeshua held that way, you wouldn't be able to sell the nekevos. You'd have to wait till it has a blemish and only then sell it, because there's kedusha saguf, and an animal with kedusha saguf, you cannot sell it just like that. So the Gemara says that Reb Yeshua says that nekeva la'oila lo'ikitcha elo hekdush domim, it's only got kedushas domim on it to be sold. They sold it as a shlomim. The reason it has to be sold as a shlomim is because anything that could go on the mizbeach should go on the mizbeach, and it's sold for shlomim, and with the money they would buy oila. And Kain Reb Shimon is the same as what we saw, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, in the name of Reb Shimon, Omar, that nekeva la'oila lo'ikitcha, that if you try and make a female animal an oila, loikitcho ele hegdish domim, it only has the kedusha of domim, of bedek habayis, that the value has to stay with the beis hamikdash, but there's no kedusha saguf. Because in Toimar, if you're going to say kitcho kedusha saguf, that the female animal has some kedusha saguf, yiru, then you would have to let them graze. So how could Rabbi Yeshua say that you can take these nekeva animals and just sell them for tzorche shlomim? Continues the Gemara. Omar Rebbe, ani ein ani roye es divrei Reb Shimon bePesach. What did we see? We saw that Reb Shimon said that an oila is oisa tomorrow, the anonymous Reb Shimon. However, regarding Pesach, and both Reb Shimons agree that regarding Pesach, if a korban Pesach has to be a zohar, and if you try and make a nekeva korban Pesach, they both say there's no kedusha saguf on it, and there's no tomorrow. So says Rebbe, no, I disagree. That ein ani roye es divrei Reb Shimon bePesach. Why? Because Pesach, she'a moysar Pesach, as we know, that a moysar Pesach, the leftovers of a Pesach, the money of a korban Pesach, a kosher korban Pesach, ba shlomim. So the concept of Pesach and shlomim have something in common with each other, and therefore, even though the korban Pesach itself cannot be a female animal, and even more than that, a female korban Pesach that you wait till after Pesach, it's a pasul korban Pesach, it will not be a kosher shlomim. However, a zachar korban Pesach can become a shlomim, and the shlomim is a type of korban that shlomim can be from a nekeva. Therefore, if you make a korban Pesach nekeva, there's some connection between female animals which could be used for shlomim and the korban Pesach. Therefore, a korban Pesach, a female korban Pesach, so to speak, has some kedushas haguf to it. That's what Rebbe says. So asks the Gemara, for the same token, V'leima, why did you, Rebbe, not say Ein ani roya divir Reb Shimon ba'osham? Argue ba'osham as well. Sha'moysar osham, we know the halacha is that if you have an osham that could not be brought as an osham for whatever reason, what did they do? They would let the osham have a mum, They would let it graze until it has a blemish. They would sell it and use the money for kayetz hamizbeach, for korban oilus onto the mizbeach. So you see that an osham ultimately also finds its way to being an oila. And we said before, Rav Shimon said l'oilosoi, oise tmura, as Rabbi Yochanan explained, because an oila and a female animal has something in common, namely by the bird oilos, can be even from a female bird. So the same way as korban pesach, a kosher Korban Pesach, Zohar, becomes a Shlomim, and Shlomim could be Nekeva, so too Oshom could become, the money of the Oshom is used for an Oila, and Oila, if it was a bird, would be used, could be a Nekeva, so say that Kedushas HaGuf can apply to an Oshom Nekeva as well. Says the Gemara note, Omer Rabbi Ovin says there's a fundamental difference between what happens between the relationship of Korban Pesach and Shlomim, and the relationship of Korban Oshom and Oilo. Says, Im Hikdish Pesach, because a Korban Pesach bo Shlomim, gufoi korav Shlomim. That in the event that it's a kosher Korban Pesach, not on a keva, but if it's a kosher Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach itself is shechted as a Shlomim. And therefore, Rebbe says, I think that even if you make a nekeva Korban Pesach, there's some kedushas haguf. However, Im Higdish Oshom, but if you have an Oshom, and it's true that Bo Oila, ultimately it will become an Oila. What does that mean? Ein Gufay Korav Oila. The Korban Oshom itself will never ever be brought as an Oila. You would let it graze, it would get a blemish, you would sell the blemished animal, you would use the money for a Korban Oila. Since the Oshom itself will never be used as an Oila itself, therefore, in that case, even Rebbe agrees that an Oshom, Nekeva, there's no Kedushas Haguf. Continues the Gemara. Ma pligi. What's the argument between Reb Shimon and Rebbe that Reb Shimon says that a female animal that's made a Korban Pesach is no Kedushas Haguf, and Rebbe says it is Kedushas Haguf? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what. Hahein Omar Reb Shimon holds that Hekdish Domim Higdish. Since at the end of the day, this Korban Pesach itself, you wanted it in a keva, you took in a keva, made it Korban Pesach, it's possible. This Korban Pesach, you will not be able to bring this Nekeva Pesach as a Shlomim. Shlomim can be in a keva. Korban Pesach cannot be in a keva. So the Korban Pesach is a possible Korban Pesach. So even after Pesach, it will not become a Shlomim. If it won't become a Shlomim, what is it? It's only Ledomim. It's only that its money will be used. But it's in and of itself is not a kosher korban, and since it's the domim higdish, it was only became hegdish for the value of it, but there's no kedushas haguf, and therefore there's going to be no tumura, and that's what Reb Shimon says. V'ahein omar, however, Rebbe says hegdish gufoi higdish. That Rebbe holds that since a Korban Pesach normally or could become a Shlomim, when this person took a Nekeva animal and said, I want this to be a Korban Pesach, it's not like Reb Shimon says he never intended it to be Kedushas Haguf because a Korban Pesach Nekeva is possible. No, he says that he intended there to be some level of Kedushas Haguf on it because he was focusing on the Shlomim future of a kosher Korban Pesach, and he said, this Nekeva, I want it to be Korban Pesach, namely, there should be some element of Shlomim that should apply to it, and therefore Rebbe said, there's Kedushas Haguf on it, and it can become Tmura. Not like Reb Shimon. That's one of the explanations in the Taklin Chadatin of this Gemara. Now, the Vilna Gaon and the Taklin Chadatin, they say that before the Gemara continues now to explain the reasoning behind Rabbi Yeshua of the Mishnah, we still have to continue with this sugya that we're here. That Reb Shimon ben Yehuda said in the name of Reb Shimon that a nekeva that's offered for either an oila or pesach or an osham has no kedushas haguf, eina ise tmura. And we still want to understand that. And for that, we're going to jump now. We'll come back to this Gemara in a moment, but we're going to jump to Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, six lines from the top of the Amud. Says the Gemara, Chavraya, the Talmidim, they said, B'shem Reb Yechanon, Reb Evu Bar Nagri Omar, Kume Reb Ilo, B'shem Reb Yechanon. It was said in the name of Reb Yechanon, Taimo de Hadein Tanya. The reasoning, the source behind this opinion, which is Reb Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Reb Shimon, who says, La ilosoi lepischo la'ashomoi eino oise tmura. What's the source? The source is a posuk. What does it say in the posuk? V'im kol behemo tmeo, a tome animal, Asher loy Yakrivu mimeno korban Hashem, a type of animal, a type of species that cannot be brought as a korban. Vehemid korban. What happens if somebody dedicated it for the Beis Hamikdash? Vehemid es habehema lifnei hakohen. They stand the animal in front of the kohen. Veherich hakohen oisa. The kohen estimates its value. Bein tovu bein ra. Erkocha hakohen keinia. Its value is it's sold and its value is for the Beis Hamikdash. But in and of itself, obviously, cannot be brought as a korban. That's what it says in the pasuk. So what does the Gemara say from that? Ma Talmud loimar tmeo, which is very interesting, and this is something that in all the Midrashim and Chazal speak about that. That here you have an explicit pasuk talking about im kol behemot tmeo asher lo yakrivu mimeno korban Hashem, a type of a tome animal that you cannot bring it on a korban. And this is in Parashat Bechukosai, Perech of Zayin, pasuk Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. The problem is that in pasuk Chav Chav Zayin, it says explicitly, "V'im ba'behemot hatmeo." And if somebody has a korban, so to speak, from a tome animal, ufodov erkachov yosef chamishisa olov, the pasuk that explicitly tells us what the halachas are. So when it says in pasuk Yud Aleph, "Im kol behemot tmeo shelo yakrivu menu korban Hashem," what is that referring to? It cannot be at face value talking about a tome animal, because a tome animal is discussed in pasuk Chav Zayin. Ma Talmud loyma tmeo. It cannot mean literally a tome animal. Elo afilu tmeo ba'oisei Hashem or la'oisei Hashem. We're talking about tome doesn't mean that it's a tome animal. It means that relative to the halachas of the korban you're trying to make into a korban, it's as estranged as a tome animal. For example, that you're using an animal that cannot be used for this type of korban. You take a nekeva and you makdish it for oila, for osham, or for pesach, that's called tomei ba'oisei Hashem, tomei la'oisei Hashem. And the pasuk says, v'im kol behemo tmeo, asher lo yikru v'menu korban Hashem, it cannot be used, and it has to be poida, you have to redeem it. If you have to redeem it, obviously there's no kedusha saguf. You cannot redeem an animal with kedusha saguf. If the pasuk says you have to redeem it, it must be that it's got no kedusha saguf. And this will be the source of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Reb Shimon. And the Gemara says, v'kashya, there's a question on this, bedok, siv, v'hemid, v'herich. The Gemara seems to have an issue here, and the Taklin Chantin doesn't explain this exactly. Other Mefarshim do, and is based possibly on a Gemara in Tmurah Daf Lamed Beis, that it seems that an animal that has no Kedushas Haguf whatsoever, the concept of a hemid veherich, you have to take it to the Kohen, stand the animal in front of the Kohen, and the Kohen has to estimate and value the value of the animal, that's something that doesn't apply if there's no Kedushas Haguf. And some of Farshim say that's what the question is here. But either way, that seems to be a bit of a question on this. But Rabbi Yochanan understood that this was the source of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Shimon. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Zeira, b'shem Rabbi Eliezer, loy omar kein. Rabbi Zeira, in the name of of Rabbi Eliezer, he argued, and he had a different explanation to this posuk. What did he say? Elo, he said as follows. V'im kol behema tmeo asher lo yakrivu mimeno korban Hashem. How does he learn this pasuk? He says as follows. What does it say in the pasuk? V'im kol behema tmeo asher lo yakrivu mimeno. What's the word mimeno? Of it, korban Hashem. You cannot bring a korban of it. What does that mean? So Reb Zeira says that what does it mean, the mimeno? It says kol she'eino ro'i li koriv. The pasuk is only talking and is exclusively talking about an animal that cannot be brought lo'ikan v'lo'i b'makim achir. That not for in this case and not in any other case can this animal be brought. An animal that cannot be brought anywhere, only that's a type of animal which has no kedushas aguf and only has kedushas domim, and therefore you have to redeem it. Ein oisei tmura, and indeed in that case there'll be no tmura. And yotzos, this is going to exclude nekeva la'oila, that nekeva for a korban oila, which is not always true that nekeva can never be brought as an oila. That afal pisha ein roi lukoriv can, even though the animal nekeva cannot be an oila, roi lukoriv b'mokim achir. However, it can be brought if it was a bird, it would be able to be brought as a nekeva. And therefore, Reb Shimon, Reb Zeira actually is using this pasuk not to bring proof to what Reb Shimon ben Yehuda says in the name of Reb Shimon, that any animal which is tomei le'osei Hashem, any animal which cannot be brought for the korban that it's trying to be brought, that means any nekeva that you're trying to bring oila, osham, or pesach with is considered tomei and has no kedusha saguf. No. Reb Zeira says that what you learn from this pasuk is that only a case where there's never able to be brought up, then, for example, an osham or a korban pesach that can never be brought as a nekeva, only then we say that it's got no kedushas domim. It's got no kedushas aguf, only kedushas domim. However, in the case of oila, where oila could be brought as a nekeva, if it was a bird, then there is kedushas haguf. And this pasuk is not only is it not proof to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Reb Shimon, it's actually proof to the anonymous Reb Shimon who says lo'ilosoi oisot tmura. That's how the Gemara initially understands Reb Zeira, and the Gemara is going to ask on that. Reb Avun v'Reb Bun born kamei Reb Zeira. Reb Avun and Reb Bun, they asked Reb Zeira, I don't understand. If you're learning from this pasuk that anything that cannot be brought as a korban anywhere, for example, an osham, a nekeva that can never be brought as an osham, a nekeva that can never be brought as a korban pesach, that there's no kedushas haguf whatsoever, harei haroive v'anirva, an animal that was used to do an avera with a person, either roiva or a nirva, she'enu roim lukariv lo kan v'lo b'mokim achir, a roiva or a nirva can never be used for any korban anywhere. Varein oisin tmura. We know there is kedushas haguf on a roiva and a nirva. And according to the way you, Reb Zeira, just explained this pasuk, how are you going to understand? Why is roiva and nirva different to... Why is it different to osham and pesach, where there should be no kedushas haguf whatsoever? Omar loin, so Reb Zeira answered back to Reb Avon and Reb Boin, you misunderstood me. Reb Zeira says, I was not trying to bring proof to Reb Shimon and say that oila is okay because it can be sometimes a nekeva can be used as an oila, but pesach and osham, a pesach and osham, which the nekeva can never be a korban pesach and a nekeva can never be a korban osham, and therefore there's no kedushas domim. That's not what I was trying to say. I was trying to say, because you assumed, says Reb Zeira, that I was following the way that Rabbi Yochanan was learning the pasuk, that the word tomei in the pasuk is not referring to tomei literally, because that's pasuk chov zayin. It's only talking about a korban where there's an issue with it. Just you assume that I, Reb Zeira, was saying that it's not like Rabbi Yochanan said that any korban which is tomei b'oisei shem, which is cannot be used. That means this korban, oila, pesach, osham cannot be in the keva, and therefore it's, so to speak, tomei. No, you thought that Reb Zeira was just arguing on that, and I was explaining this pasuk, that the similarity to tomei is that it cannot be brought anywhere to the exclusion of oila. No, you misunderstood. Says Reb Zeira, af ani lo yomarti elo tomei amamush. I understood that this pasuk is actually got some similarity to tumah mamush. So it's true that it's not teaching us the halacha of tumah, because that's pasuk chav zayin. What is it teaching us? It's actually teaching us tumah. It's talking about tumah, or anything that would be similar to tumah, that a tomei animal, the whole species is not a species that could come anywhere near mizbeach. However, roiva v'nirva, where something happened to this animal, with the animal, but it's a species that could go on the mizbeach. And for that matter, if it's a nekeva l'shem oila, a nekeva l'shem shlomim, a nekeva l'shem pesach, in all those cases, the species nekeva could be kosher behemoth, just not for oila, osham, or pesach, but for shlomim or for other animals. And therefore, Reb Zeira was actually bringing a source to the Tanakama. What did the Tanakama say? The Tanakama said that hifresh nekeva lo ilase le pischei la shama oisei tmura, that all three of them, there is tmura, there is kedusha saguf. And all that means that Reb Zeira was explaining that from this pasuk you see that only tuma, or something where there's a whole species that cannot go on the mizbeach, only there there's no kedusha saguf, which is actually the Tanakama that we saw before. However, here we have an issue. V'kashya b'dok siv v'hemid v'erich. We have a problem. If this pasuk is actually talking about tumah, where there's a whole species that cannot be brought on the mizbeach, and that's when we say there's no kedushas domim. For that, we have pasuk chav zayin. You really don't need pasuk yud aleph. And therefore, indeed, the Gemara refutes Reb Zeira, saying, Reb Zeira, the way you're learning this mimeno, or the way you're learning v'im kol behema tmea shalei akrivu mimeno korban Hashem, that it's got no kedushas haguf, only kedushas domim, the way you are learning this pasuk, it doesn't make sense, because that's what pasuk chav zayin would be for. That's what we use pasuk chav zayin for, and therefore they refuted Reb Zeira. So here we've had a Gemara starting with Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan brought proof that, or the source for Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, in the name of Reb Shimon, that Oila, Pesach and Oshom, all three of them, Einei Setmura, is because the pasuk says that it's, what does Tomei mean? Tomei Boisei Hashem, that any animal which this animal cannot be used for this korban is posel and has got no kedushas haguf to it whatsoever. And now that we've seen what Rabbi Yochanan, how Rabbi Yochanan explains Reb Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Reb Shimon, we're now going to continue the Gemara and we'll soon see why it was important that we learn this first. Continues the Gemara back to Daf Yud Beis, Omud Beis. Says the Gemara, Reb Zeira b'shem Reb Shimon ben Lokish. Reb Zeira now said in the name of Rish Lokish, the Talmud Reb Yeshua. What's the source of Rabbi Yeshua? The Rabbi Yeshua said in the Mishnah on Yud Beis Amud Aleph that if somebody was Makdish, Zachorim, Nekevois, and Sharon Nechosim, that the Zachorim become oilers themselves. The Nekevois get sold for Shlomim, because since they could go on the Mizbeach, they should go on the Mizbeach, but the money has to be used for oilers. They go on the Mizbeach. And the other Nechosim are for Bedek Abayis. Where would they learn that from? Says the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Dabir El Aroin Velbonov, Velkol b'nei Yisrael, v'amarta aleim, ish ish mi beis Yisrael, v'chulu, v'goymer, u'minager bi Yisrael, ashe yakriv korboni l'chol nidrem, l'chol nidvesem, ashe yakrivu l'ashem, lo'oilo. What does that mean? That anybody that brings, ashe yakriv korboni l'chol nidrem, l'chol nidvesem, ashe yakrivu l'ashem, what does it say in the pasuk? Lo'oilo. Anything that could go l'oilo, which means any animal that could go on the Mizbeach, make sure it becomes an oilo and goes on the Mizbeach. If it's Zechorim, they are oilois. If they are Nekevois, sell them for Shlomim and buy oilois and put the oilois on the Mizbeach. Hakel Koriv l'oilo. L'rutzoinchem, then it says in the next pasuk, L'rutzoinchem tomim zochor babokor bakvosim oi baksovim uvoizim. L'rutzoinchem tomim zochor. What does that mean? Tomim, it has to be without a blemish. Zohar, that we're talking about male animals. Zohorim. Minayin afilu nekevois. How do we know this is also true with nekevois? Even though it says Zohorim, says Zohar, but it doesn't mean only Zohar, it also means nekeva. Talmud Loima says in the Pasuk, the next word, babokor. L'rabbi says a nekevois. Bokor means any cattle. So even though it says first Zohar, which is a prat, it then says a klal, bokor. And then with Moisif, they're not only Zohar, but also Nekevois, also are dedicated as Oilois. How do you do that? Says Rabbi Yeshua, you sell them for Shlomim, and the money is used to buy Oilois. Rabbi Yitzchok Beireb Elozo Shal, Rabbi Yitzchok Beireb Elozo, he asked the following question. Ksiv Zohar, it says in the Pasuk Zohar, Vat Omrus Babokor, and you say that the word Babokor is telling me the Rabbi says a Nekevois, to include even the Nekevois, as we saw in our Mishnah. Udekavosa. Well, if so, say the same, Ksiv Tomim. It says, L'rtzoinchem Tomim, we're talking about an unblemished animals. Vat Omras, why don't you say, Babokor, that any cattle, the Rabbi is Bali Mumin. That even Bali Mumin, even blemished animals, will be sold, and you'll buy oilois to put on the Mizbeach. Ma b'nein, what's the difference between Babokor saying that Zohar means not Lav Dafka Zohar, also Nekeva? Maybe Tomim is Lav Dafka Tomim, even Balmum. Says the Gemara, Rav Omar, Shivta de Kadkado b'nein. And just in a way that is so clearly distinguishable, when the weaver, he's got this stick that he separates the odd and even warp threads, and it becomes clearly defined the different types of threads, that's as easy it is to understand the difference between a female animal included in Bokor and a blemished animal. It says, because we're talking here about a korban, Ashiakrivu korboni l'chol nidrem l'chol nidvoy. So Ashiakrivu l'Hashem l'oila. Since we're talking about a korban, then we can take it for granted that it includes any type of animal that could be a korban. Not only zachar and akeva can also be a korban. And a blemished animal can't be a korban. Why would we say that the bokor would include a blemished animal when it says tomim, a non-blemished animal, a whole animal? So that's how clear it is, the distinction between these two. Continues the Gemara. Rabbi Loza Omer, Yimachru v'chulu, Hamin. And this was the end of the Mishnah. What did we see at the end of the Mishnah? The Rabbi Loza said that if somebody's got Hamagdish Nechosov, Ohoyu Bem Dvorim Ru'uyim Legabi Mizbeach, he had amongst his property, his items, he had wine, oil, and birds. Rabbi Loza Omer, he's like Rabbi Yeshua, that everything is offered for what it's fit for. Animals, oilois, and other things are bedek habayis. So you machru l'tzorich oisei amin, sell the wine, the oil, and the birds for people who are going to use them for the mizbeach, v'yavi b'dumim oilois, and buy with the money oilois, and it will go on the mizbeach. V'sha'an nechosim yiplu lebedek habayis. That's what we saw in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Rebavol b'shem Resh Lakish. Rebavol said in the name of Resh Lakish, that time of Rebbe Elazar, the reason behind Rebbe Elazar that says that bird animals themselves are not offered on the Mizbeach as oilis, because what did he say? You sell them for people who need bird animals. Why don't you say in the same way as the animals, the cattle, that the Zechorim, he says you should be makriv oilis. The Nekevois cannot be oilis. Sell them for Shlomim and use the money for oilis. So these birds, why don't you put them on the Mizbeach as an oilah? Why do you sell them to people who need bird animals for korbonoi, and then use the money for oilois? Why don't you use them? Why don't you say that if somebody's makdish a bird to the Beis Hamikdosh, put it on the Mizbeach? No, he says we have a posuk. It says in the posuk that Daber el Aaron velbonov v'goymer ashiakrivu l'Hashem l'oilo hakol korv oilo, as we saw before, the same posuk that we saw before, l'rtzoinchem tomim zachor. I may have thought that if somebody is dedicating his animals to the Beis Hamikdash, and we've learned from their le'oila, that was the source for Yeshua, everything that could go on the Mizbeach becomes oila. I may have thought even oifois put them on the Mizbeach. Talmud Leimah says in the Pasuk, Ba'bokor v'loi oifois. It says explicitly, no, only cattle, not birds. And since you have an explicit posuk that bokor does not include birds, therefore the birds will not become the oilois. You do not put the birds as oilois on the mizbeach. Continues the Gemara. And now that we've learnt the Gemara in the sequence that the Vilna Gaon and the Taklin Chadatin has taught us, then we've seen Rabbi Yochanan explaining Reb Shimon, that's the anonymous opinion in the name of Reb Shimon, who says that an oila, if somebody makes an oila from a nekeva, then oisa tmura. And Rabbi Yochanan said, you know why? Because an oila and a nekeva has some association, because a nekeva bird can become an oila. Okay, and then we learned another Rabbi Yochanan explaining the Reb Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Reb Shimon, who says that in that case an oila is a nekeva that becomes an oila. There's no kedushas haguf, and we saw Rabbi Yochanan explained, it's printed on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, which we've already learned, that the reason is that we learn out that from Tomei, that is Tomei ba'oisei Hashem, it's totally strange. There's no connection, there's no association between a nekeva and a korban oila. And those seem to be contradicting each other. And the Gemara waited till here, because we just now saw a drasha that Reb Shlakish said to explain Reb Elazar at the end of the Mishnah, that when you makdish nechosim and there's a bird there, then it's explicit in the pasuk that the bird itself doesn't have kedusha saguf. An animal, a zochor, a cattle, a bokor, which is a zochor, has kedusha saguf. It goes on the mizbeach. Even the nekevos don't have kedusha saguf. We saw that in the middle of Yud Beis Amud Beis. They only have kedusha domim. You sell them, and with the money, you buy oilos. But the birds, even though a bird, theoretically, it could be put on the mizbeach as an oila, but it says, we learn from the pasuk, ba'bokor v'loi oifos. So you see that a bird, when it's, so to speak, your makdish, a bird, it's got no kedusha saguf. And we have to make some order here. There seems to be different svaras that are just contradicting each other. What's the association between an oila and the birds? Do we say an oila on a bird is totally out, it's called like a tommy? Or do we say that an oila could be, since a bird could be an oila, therefore a nekeva animal has kedushas aguf because the bird oila could be from a nekeva? That we've seen lots of bits and pieces here. How does this all form together? And this is what the Gemara is now going to ask. Rabbi Yirmiyah v'Rav Bun bar Chiya have a yosvin v'omrin. They were sitting and they said as follows. Tamon omar Rabbi Yechanon. Beforehand Rabbi Yechanon, when he was explaining Rabbi Shimon why a nekeva oilo has kedusha saguf, taimod Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason for Rabbi Shimon? Shekei nekeva shebo oif kshera lovo oilo. Because we know that a bird oilo, it can be even in a keva. V'hocha omar hochin, and what we saw afterwards, which actually comes from the Gemara later that was placed earlier, and we've already learnt it, that he said over here that the reason, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, that lo ilosoi, there's no kedusha saguf, is because the Gemara said is tameo lo isoi Hashem. And these two ideas seem to be contradicting each other. Omar Rabbi Rabbi Yossi said as follows, Keim te. You're right. And the truth is that Rabbi Yochanan at one point is explaining the svara of Rabbi Shimon, and another point is explaining the svara of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Shimon. So we know they're not going to be the same, but they cannot be diametrically opposed ideas. So Rabbi Yossi says, I'll explain it to you. In the world of birds, there are two different associations to oila. There's one type of association where the bird is totally out. There's no kedushas haguf whatsoever with the bird. There's another area of oila where there the bird does have a place. And that all makes sense. So where's that? Kahada omer b'shmul b'shem reb zira. And it will make sense as follows. That of course, if you take a bird and you explicitly say this bird is hegdush kedushas haguf for oila, or whichever korban is allowed to be a bird, of course the bird could be a good korban and is a kosher oila. And therefore, that's how Rabbi Yechanan explained, according to Rabbi Shimon, that says la ilosay oisa tmura, since a bird could be an oila, even a female bird, if you explicitly make it an oila. Therefore, even an animal, nekeva, you make it an oila, it has some kedusha saguf. That's Rabbi Yechanan explaining Rabbi Shimon. And there is such a concept which everyone agrees with, that an oila sa'oif, if you explicitly make it into an oila, then that oif, that bird, is a kosher oila. However, the fact that we said that that tmeo ba'os Hashem, that nekeva, when we explained Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Shimon, that an oila, that's a nekeva, is completely got no kedusha saguf whatsoever, but it's considered like tuma, that is the other bracket. And that's what we're saying here from Shmuel in the name of Rabbi Zeira. That kol she'eino yecheila, we're talking about where somebody is maktish nechos of stam. He's got birds amongst his items, his property, and he says, I'm making this hektish. He doesn't say, I want this bird to be an oila. If he's stam makdish nechosov, and he's got a bird, in that case, Shmuel said in the name of Rabbi Zeira, that kol she'eino yecheila likoriv, loy hi v'loy domer, anything where in it itself cannot be put on the mizbeach, as we saw before, and it seems that everyone agrees with this, that we learn from Babaka v'loy oifois, even though that was Rish Lakish saying it to explain Rabbi Elazar at the end of the Mishnah, but it seems that everybody agrees with this, that the Pasuk is telling us that a bird itself is not put on the Mizbeach when you're Maktish Nechos of Stam. So that means it's itself cannot be put on the Mizbeach. V'loy domeo, and this bird cannot be redeemed. That means even if this bird were to get a mum, a blemish, and then as with other korbanos, you would try and redeem it. Loi kitcho, it's also got no hegdish. Elo hegdish domim. The only hegdish it's got is that it's called kedushas domim. You sell it, and with the money, you buy a korban. Vat omris yois. And then you're right with what you says, that la'krivoy einat yochil, you cannot be makrivoy on the mizbeach, t'chsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, b'bokor v'loy loy oifus, as we saw. Lifdois einat yochil, you cannot redeem it either, she'ein la'oif pidyoin, and because that's a rule, a general rule, there's no such thing as redeeming a bird, even after it gets a blemish. Lefum kein tzorch meima, that's why you have to say that in context of being Maktish nechos of stam, loy kitcho elokdushas domim, you have no choice if there's a bird there, and the bird itself, nor it's there's no not not it and nor any money that you would redeem it with is actually got kedushas haguf. It must have kedushas domim. And it's that in that context that Rabbi Yochanan said, since we see that regarding Maktish Nechos of Stam, a bird has got no shaychus, no association to the Mizbeach, therefore, when you're Maktish, a Nekeva, as an Oila, we say, that's how Rabbi Yochanan explains, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, that there's no Kedushas Haguf whatsoever, and don't start telling me that that since... if you would be makdish a bird for an oila, and the bird was in a cave, it would be okay. No, because now we're focusing on the context of makdish nechos of stam, and there the bird is totally got no kedusha saguf. That is how the Gemara, that seems to be the reading of the Gemara according to the Taklin Chaditin, and then from here until the end of the Mishnah, we've already learnt inside. Let's just learn the last Mishnah of the Perek. Says the Mishnah, locha hey, achas lelamed yoim, once in 30 days, mesharin is halishko, they would estimate how much they would need to buy from the different commodities they would need to buy, and how much they were prepared to spend, what the value would be of every measure of whatever they need to buy. And that would do that once in 30 days, and it would be binding for 30 days. That would be the fixed fee, the fixed price for 30 days. Kola mekabel olav lesapik saltois me'arbo omdu misholish yaspik midalet. This we've seen this halacha before. Anybody who committed himself to give the Beis Hamikdash, for example, soiles, which is flour, me'arbo, which means a coin that could buy at the time of the commitment, it could buy four measures, four sa, for example, and omdu misholish, and then the time it comes to pay, the price went up, and now you could only get three sa for that price. Nonetheless, yisapik midalid, you have to give the whole four. Misholish, what happens if you committed yourself to give a certain value, which at the time could buy three sa, va'omdu midalid, and the price went down, and now when it comes to giving to the Beis Hamikdash and paying up, you can, for that same price, you don't only buy three, you buy four, yisapik midalid, you have to give the whole four. Why? Shiyat hegdash al elyoino, hegdash always has the upper hand and is always going to be the one to gain. Im hitlia soiles, hitlia loy. If somebody is committed to give hegdash, or if somebody sold hegdash some flour, and then the flour got wormy, it was bad, or v'imichmitz yayin, or damit hitlia loy, then it's the one who sold it to hegdash, he has to bear the full responsibility. And even if hegdash have already given him the money, till this soilus is not being completely done with avoida and it's gone where it has to go successfully, only at that point the coins you've received become yours. Otherwise, you're just protecting the coins in the meantime, but you're still responsible for the soilus. And if anything goes wrong, you have to refund it, you have to replace it. The same applies with wine that was sold to the Beis Hamikdash that went sour. Hichmitz loy, it's as if it's his wine that became sour and he has to replace it for the Beis Hamikdash. Eine mekabel mo'isov ad sheyehei hamizbeach meratze, and the money only becomes his, it's only viewed as being his, only once the mizbeach is totally satisfied, which means that these commodities have reached the mizbeach and everything has been the way it's supposed to be. Says the Gemara, Toni b'shem Reb Shimon, miyad hoyim mekablin es moisem, that Reb Shimon holds that they would, even though the terms used in the Mishnah is einem mekabel moisov, the money is not his, yet the basic reading is he doesn't receive the money. But the Taklin Chatin says that even if he receives the money, they don't become his yet. Reb Shimon argues and says that miyad hoyim mekablin es moisem, that immediately when the money is given over and the commodities reach the treasures of the Beis Hamikdash, it's already, the deal is done. Why? Because of Akenim's reason, because the Kernim are very meticulous and very quick, and therefore we assume that they will use these commodities carefully and immediately, and therefore avoid anything going wrong. The flour will not become wormy, and the wine will not go off, and therefore there was no issue to withhold the money from the people who are selling these commodities, and the money was theirs. Hadron aloch perika truma b'siyata deshmaya. We've tried to learn Perek HaTruma. Im Yirtz Hashem will do Chazara, and Im Yirtz Hashem in the next year we're going to start the next Perek.